Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into the world of AI-powered proposals in Salesforce.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
Yeah, you guys sent us a pretty fascinating article called Salesforce Proposal Creation with AI: Streamline and Win Deals.
Right.
And well, I gotta say the title alone, it sounds pretty promising, right?
Yeah.
So let's see what we can uncover. I think a lot of you listening are probably wondering how this whole AI thing is going to impact your workflow, whether
Absolutely.
you're, actually prepping for a sales meeting right now, or you're just curious about how this AI revolution is going to hit sales.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's good to be informed.
Definitely. Well, the article kicks off by really painting a picture of this like traditional proposal process we've all been using in Salesforce.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you realize just how much time we're wasting, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's all this manual data entry, trying to personalize everything.
It's a lot.
It is. The article even mentions stuff like, imagine spending hours just copying and pasting data from like different sources.
Oh, tell me about it.
Right. Formatting for hours on end.
I'm getting stressed just thinking about it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And honestly, it kind of makes you wonder, like, how many deals are we all losing because of all this inefficiency?
It's a valid question.
Right. And the article, it really digs into some of these big challenges. It mentions inconsistencies between proposals, everyone on the team doing things a little differently.
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge.
It talks about trouble collaborating with your team, getting everyone on the same page.
The back and forth.
Exactly. And then even problems tracking how effective your proposals actually are once you send them out.
Yeah, it's like you're shooting in the dark sometimes.
Totally. So it really highlights how much we need a better system, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've established the old way is kind of, well, painful.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the article jumps into this idea that AI could be the solution.
Okay, but before we get too excited,
Yeah.
can you explain how this AI stuff actually works?
Yeah.
Because I know it involves terms like, NLP and machine learning,
Right.
but honestly, I'm not really sure I fully grasp it.
Okay, yeah, those terms can be a little intimidating.
They are.
Well, think of it this way. So natural language processing, that's NLP.
Right.
It's basically like teaching a computer to like understand human language, So it can analyze all those past proposals you have, emails, even those random notes you've got stored in Salesforce.
Interesting.
And it can learn from all that, like what works and what doesn't.
So it's going beyond just like basic keywords. It's actually picking up on like the nuances of language and how we communicate.
Exactly. And that's where machine learning comes in.
Okay.
So AI uses these crazy algorithms, right, to find patterns in all that data we were just talking about. And it makes predictions based on those patterns. Yeah. So, for example, it can help you personalize proposals on a massive scale.
Oh, that would be huge.
Right. It can predict which clients are actually going to, sign on the dotted line and
Interesting.
even figure out which parts of your proposals are the most effective.
That's amazing. So it's almost like having a superpowered assistant, basically.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
And then the article gets into how this translates into actual features in Salesforce.
Okay, so like, what can AI actually do for me?
Right. Well, imagine never having to manually enter data again.
Oh, please.
I know, right? AI can pull all that info directly from your Salesforce records, and it just populates your proposals automatically. It's not just about saving time either.
Right.
It also eliminates all those annoying copy-paste errors.
True, yeah, those can be a nightmare.
They are. So yeah, I'm already sold on that future alone.
It's definitely tempting.
Right. But it gets even better. Beyond just speed, AI in Salesforce, it can actually personalize your proposals for every client.
Wait, really?
Yeah, remember how we talked about personalization?
Yeah.
Well, AI analyzes all that client data, past interactions, their buying history, even like social media activity. And then it uses all that to create a proposal that feels like tailor-made for them.
So it's like basically reading their minds.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like having a virtual assistant that sifts through all that data and figures out exactly what each client needs to hear.
That's pretty impressive.
Right. And because it's all hooked up to Salesforce, you're always working with the most up-to-date info.
Okay, that makes sense.
No more scrambling to update proposals manually.
Yeah, I hate doing that.
Right. AI makes sure everything is accurate and relevant, in real time.
So what you're saying is AI not only does the heavy lifting,
Yeah.
but it also stays on top of things for you.
Exactly. And it gets even crazier. This whole continuous learning thing means AI in Salesforce, it actually gets smarter over time.
Oh, wow.
The more data it processes, the more accurate and insightful it becomes.
So it's like having a sales assistant who is constantly learning and getting better at their job.
Exactly.
That's wild.
I know, right?
So we've got efficiency, personalization, real-time updates, and continuous learning. But wait, I think the article mentioned something about interactive proposal experiences.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Okay, so think about those traditional proposals, you know, static documents, tons of text, not super exciting.
Right. Yeah, they can be pretty boring.
Totally. Well, AI in Salesforce, it changes all that. Imagine sending proposals with like clickable links,
okay,
embedded videos, even like dynamic pricing tables that adjust based on what the client selects.
Oh, wow. So we're talking about going from a basic document to something that's like truly interactive.
Exactly. And since Salesforce is all about collaboration, AI lets your whole team work on these proposals at the same time.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can see who's editing what, streamline approvals, make sure everyone's on the same page.
So it really fosters like a more unified approach to proposal creation.
Exactly. So as you can see, AI is bringing some serious game-changing features to Salesforce.
Yeah, no doubt. But can we talk about the downsides for a second?
Sure.
What about the practical side of things?
Yeah.
Like, are there any potential challenges we need to know about when it comes to actually implementing AI in Salesforce?
That's a great point. AI has the potential to be revolutionary, sure.
Right.
But it's not a magic bullet. The article makes it clear that you need the right conditions for it to work properly.
Makes sense.
Like, for example, data quality. That's super important.
Right. So if you feed AI, like, bad data.
Yeah.
You're going to get bad results.
Exactly. So before you even think about AI, you got to make sure your Salesforce CRM is clean.
Okay.
Organized, filled with accurate info. It's like building a house. You know, you need a solid foundation.
So data quality is key. Got it. What else should we be thinking about?
Well, integration is another biggie. You need to make sure those AI tools play nice with your existing sales workflows.
Yep.
It's not about replacing your system. It's about making it better.
So making sure AI works with you, not against you.
Precisely. And of course, training your sales team is crucial too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's not enough to just like install the tech.
Mm-hmm.
You got to teach your team how to use it properly, highlight the benefits, address any concerns they might have.
So there's a human element to this as well. It's not just about letting the robots take over.
Totally. The article really stresses the importance of balancing automation with human touch.
Okay.
AI can handle a lot of tasks, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's your sales team that brings the expertise, the relationship building skills,
right,
the ability to take those AI-generated proposals and really tailor them to create, you know, truly personalized solutions for your clients.
That makes sense. So AI is a powerful tool, but it shouldn't replace human judgment and our ability to connect with people, right?
Exactly. And then, of course, there are those practical considerations of, like, data privacy and security.
Oh, yeah. That's important.
You got to make sure your AI tools are playing by the rules, you know, complying with regulations.
Right.
And that you're handling client data responsibly.
It's about building trust and safeguarding their information.
Exactly. Especially in today's world where, you know, data security is such a big deal.
Huge.
Right. So it seems like implementing AI in Salesforce, it takes planning, a focus on data quality, making sure everything integrates with your existing systems.
Right.
And really committing to like training your team.
Makes sense.
But the potential rewards, they sound huge, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've talked about all the techie stuff, the benefits, the potential challenges. But what about the sales professionals themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, some people might be worried that AI is going to make their jobs obsolete.
Yeah, I can see that.
What does the article have to say about that?
Well, it actually addresses that concern directly.
Okay, good.
It says that instead of replacing sales professionals, AI is actually going to create opportunities for them to evolve.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
Well, instead of getting bogged down in like all those tedious tasks, AI frees up sales professionals to focus on like strategic thinking, relationship building.
So instead of being data entry clerks, they can become like strategic advisors.
Exactly. With AI handling all the mundane stuff, sales professionals can spend more time really understanding their clients' needs, crafting innovative solutions, and building those relationships that drive sales success.
So it's like AI becomes a tool that empowers them to do what they do best.
Exactly.
Connect with people and solve problems.
But this shift, it does require a new set of skills.
Oh, okay. I'm all ears. What are some of those essential skills that sales professionals are going to need in this like new age of AI?
Well, first and foremost, strategic thinking becomes super important. Because with AI handling all the routine tasks, sales professionals, they have more time to focus on the big picture.
Right.
Understanding market trends, identifying growth opportunities, developing like innovative solutions.
So it's less about being a product expert, more about being like a business strategist.
Precisely. Someone who can really help their clients achieve their goals.
Okay, I like that.
And this strategic thinking, it goes hand in hand with data literacy.
Data literacy?
Yeah. In an AI-driven world, data is king.
Makes sense.
Sales professionals need to be able to interpret data, extract insights from it, and then use those insights to, you know, inform their decisions and strategies.
So it's not just about being comfortable with technology.
Right.
It's about being able to understand and leverage the power of data.
Exactly. And then there's the human element, which actually becomes even more important in this tech-driven world.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, you can't forget about the human side of things.
Absolutely. Sales professionals still need to be amazing at building relationships, establishing trust, and communicating effectively with their clients.
So while AI can generate a proposal, it can't replace, like, the human touch.
Exactly.
The ability to connect with people on an emotional level.
Empathy, active listening, the ability to like tailor your communication style to different personalities.
Right.
Those are all crucial skills that AI can't replicate.
It's like AI handles the logic, but humans bring the heart.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And then there's agility and adaptability.
Okay.
In a world that's constantly evolving, you know?
Right.
Sales professionals need to be comfortable with change, embrace new tech, and continuously learn and grow.
So it's not about mastering a set of skills and then like coasting.
No.
It's about constantly learning, adapting to new tools, new trends, new challenges.
Precisely. The sales landscape is changing faster than ever, and the people who can embrace that change, adapt quickly, they're going to thrive.
This is incredibly insightful. It's clear that AI is reshaping what it means to be a sales professional.
It is.
But it's not about replacing them.
Right.
It's about empowering them to evolve.
Exactly. To become more strategic, more data-driven, more focused on relationships.
And more adaptable.
Yes. It's about leveraging the power of technology to enhance those human skills and become even more effective.
It's a fascinating evolution to witness. It makes me wonder, like, what advice would you give to sales professionals who are feeling a little apprehensive about this AI revolution?
That's a great question. I think the key message is to embrace the change and view AI as an opportunity, not a threat.
Okay.
Instead of fearing AI, embrace it as a tool that can help you work smarter and focus on what truly matters, building those relationships, delivering value, making a real impact.
So it's about shifting your mindset from like fear to curiosity.
Yeah, from resistance to exploration.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to experiment with new AI tools, learn new skills, find ways to integrate it into your work.
It's about being proactive and taking ownership of your own professional development.
Absolutely. And remember, at the end of the day, sales is about human connection. AI can enhance that connection, but it can't replace it.
Right.
So focus on honing those human skills, building genuine relationships with your clients.
Use AI as a tool to amplify your strengths.
That's excellent advice. It's about finding that synergy between human and artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Using technology to empower human connection and creativity.
Exactly. I think that's a beautiful and hopeful message for our listeners right now. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But there's still so much more to explore.
You're absolutely right. We'll be back in just a bit to continue our deep dive into the world of AI-powered proposals in Salesforce.
Sounds good.
And we're back with part two of our deep dive into AI-powered proposals in Salesforce.
Before the break, we were talking about how AI is like changing the game for sales professionals.
Right.
You mentioned that the article digs into some pretty exciting new developments with generative AI.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
So what exactly is generative AI? Like, how is it different from what we've been talking about so far?
Well, think of it like this. Generative AI is like the next evolution of AI. You know, it goes beyond simply analyzing data and making predictions.
Right.
It can actually create unique content, write text, design visuals.
Wait, from scratch?
Yeah, basically from scratch, yeah. Based on, you know, the parameters that you give it.
So it's not just pulling together information from different sources. It's actually like generating original content.
Exactly.
That's wild.
It is pretty wild. And when you apply that to sales proposals, I mean, the possibilities are huge.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Think about it. Instead of using templates or copying and pasting from old proposals,
right,
you can have AI generate a totally unique, tailored proposal for each client.
Wow.
Complete with custom text, images, even layouts.
Okay, that sounds incredibly powerful.
It is.
But I gotta admit, a part of me is like, is this too good to be true?
Yeah.
Like, what are the real benefits of using generative AI for proposals?
Well, let's start with personalization.
Okay.
We talked about how traditional AI can personalize things, but generative AI takes it to a whole new level. It can analyze all sorts of data about your client, their industry, past interactions with your company, even their social media.
Wow. Their social media too.
Yeah. And it uses all that to craft a proposal that, like, speaks directly to their needs.
So it's not just about swapping out a few keywords.
Right.
Or like adding a personalized greeting.
No, no.
It's a level of customization that, like, we couldn't do manually.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And this level of personalization, it can make a huge difference in how those proposals are received.
Right.
Clients are way more likely to engage with something that feels like it was made just for them.
Makes sense.
Which can lead to, you know, higher close rates.
That's the goal.
Wow. Okay,
but beyond personalization, are there any other advantages to using generative AI?
Well, another big one is speed.
Okay, speed is always good.
Right. Think about how much time you spend right now crafting proposals.
Oh, too much.
Right. Gathering information, writing, designing. Generative AI can automate a lot of that.
Right.
Which frees up your team to focus on, you know, building relationships and closing deals.
So it's not just about working smarter, it's about working faster too.
Exactly.
Which in today's world, I mean, that's a huge advantage.
It is. And then let's not forget about the creative boost.
Oh yeah, the creative side of things.
Right, generative AI can introduce fresh language, storytelling techniques, even eye-catching visuals.
Okay.
Things that, you know, a human might not even think of.
It's like having a built-in brainstorming partner.
Exactly.
That's constantly coming up with new ideas.
Now, even though it offers all these amazing possibilities, the article does emphasize the importance of, like, human oversight.
Okay, good. I was going to say, it sounds like we're not quite ready to hand over the reins completely to the machines.
Not yet, no.
Okay, good.
It's important to remember that AI is a tool. And like any tool, you have to know how to use it properly.
Right.
The article suggests that even with generative AI, you still need a human to review and refine the final product.
Right. To make sure it's on brand.
It's exactly. Make sure it's accurate.
Yeah. Make sure it sounds like your company.
Exactly. Yeah.
And another tip the article mentions is to leverage AI for data visualization.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Instead of presenting data in boring old tables or charts.
Right.
You can use generative AI to create like really stunning visuals.
Okay.
Graphs, infographics, things that bring your data to life.
That's a great point because visuals are just so much more engaging. They are memorable than just plain text.
Exactly. It's about telling a story with your data.
Right.
And making it resonate with your client.
So it's not just about the data itself. It's about how you present it.
Exactly. And finally, the article emphasizes quality assurance.
Okay.
Even though generative AI can do amazing things, it's still a good idea to have a human review the final product before you send it out.
Okay, so it's like a final check.
Yeah, just to make sure everything is accurate, catch any potential errors, and make sure it really resonates with that specific client
you're
targeting. So it's all about finding that balance, right?
Yes.
Between AI's capabilities and human expertise.
Exactly. Using AI to like augment our skills and make us even more effective.
I like that.
Yeah.
So the article points out some specific areas within Salesforce where this kind of AI can be particularly beneficial.
It does.
Okay, tell me more. Where does AI really shine in Salesforce?
Well, one area is lead generation.
Okay.
AI can analyze your existing customer data. Mm-hmm. And identify patterns that can help you predict which prospects are most likely to become paying customers.
Oh, wow. So it's like predicting the future.
Kind of, yeah. And it allows you to focus your sales efforts more effectively.
Right, on the leads that are actually going to close.
Exactly. That's huge. AI can also play a big role in customer segmentation.
Okay, customer segmentation.
Right, by analyzing data like mm-hmm. demographics, buying habits, even social media.
Social media again, huh?
Yeah, AI can help you group your customers into segments based on their needs and preferences. This allows you to tailor your messages and proposals more effectively.
Right, so you're not just sending out the same generic message to everyone.
No, you're creating a more personalized experience.
I like that. It makes sense.
And then there's pricing optimization.
Oh, interesting.
AI can analyze historical sales data, market trends, competitor pricing,
okay,
and recommend the optimal price point for your products or services.
So it's like having a virtual pricing consultant.
It is.
That's always crunching the numbers to make sure you're getting the best deal.
Exactly. And finally, AI can even be used for sales forecasting.
Sales forecasting, okay.
Right, by analyzing past sales data, trends, seasonality,
mm-hmm.
AI can help you predict future sales with much better accuracy.
So you can kind of see what's coming down the pipeline.
Yes, and that allows you to make more informed decisions about inventory, staffing.
Makes sense. So AI can help you understand not just what's happening now, but also like what's going to happen in the future.
That's right, and that's what makes it so powerful. It can provide insights and automation across pretty much every stage of the sales process.
This is all incredibly exciting, but it makes me think about like the ethical side of things.
Yeah, that's important too.
You talk about machines making decisions.
Right.
That could have a real impact on people's lives.
Absolutely. The article doesn't go too deep into it, but it does acknowledge that responsible AI development is crucial.
Okay, good.
We have to make sure that AI is being used fairly, unbiasedly.
Right.
And that it respects people's privacy.
Right, because it's a tool.
Yes.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Exactly.
It's up to us, the humans, to make sure that AI is being used responsibly and ethically.
Well said. One of the key principles of responsible AI is transparency.
Transparency, okay.
People need to understand how these systems work,
right.
What data they're using, how decisions are being made.
Makes sense.
That allows for more accountability,
right.
And it helps to prevent, you know, unintended biases.
Transparency is key. It builds trust.
It does.
And makes sure everyone feels comfortable with how AI is being used.
Exactly. And another important aspect is fairness.
Okay, fairness.
We have to make sure that AI systems aren't perpetuating existing biases.
Right.
Or creating new ones. This requires careful consideration of the data that's used to train these models.
Okay.
And ongoing monitoring to make sure everything's fair.
So it's not just about the tech. It's about the values that we embed in that technology.
I couldn't agree more. And another crucial aspect is privacy.
Mm-hmm. Privacy is huge.
Right. As these systems get more sophisticated, they can collect so much data about people.
It's kind of scary.
It is. It's essential that we protect privacy rights.
Right.
Make sure data is being used responsibly and ethically.
So getting consent from people before you collect their data.
Yes.
Making sure the data is secure.
Exactly. And being transparent about how that data is being used.
Data privacy is so important, especially with how much AI is evolving.
And then there's accountability.
Okay, accountability.
It's essential that there are clear lines of responsibility for the decisions made by these AI systems.
Right. So we know who to go to if something goes wrong.
Exactly. It helps ensure that people aren't being treated unfairly mm-hmm. and that there are ways to fix things if things go wrong.
Accountability is key.
I agree. And I think these principles, transparency, fairness, privacy, accountability, they're crucial for making sure AI is used ethically and responsibly.
Right. Not just in sales, but everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
This has been a really insightful discussion.
It has.
About the potential of AI in sales, but also those ethical things that we have to keep in mind.
It's a complex topic.
It is, yeah.
But I think we've, shed some light on both the good and the bad.
We've covered a lot of ground in this section.
We have.
Should we take a quick break before wrapping things up?
Sounds good to me. We'll be back in a moment to finalize our deep dive into AI-powered proposals in Salesforce.
And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into AI-powered proposals in Salesforce. Before the break, we were talking about the ethical considerations of using AI, which were super important to keep in mind.
Absolutely. It's not just about what AI can do, but what it should do.
Right.
And that brings us back to data.
Okay, yeah. We talked about data quality and integration. But I'm curious to learn more about how data actually impacts like the effectiveness of AI in Salesforce.
Well, think of data as the fuel that powers AI. The quality, the quantity, and even the diversity of your data, it's all going to impact how accurate your AI is, the insights it can provide, and ultimately the success of your AI solutions.
So it's not just about having some data, it's about having the right data.
Exactly. Let's say you're using AI to personalize proposals, right? Mm-hmm. If your data is incomplete, outdated, or just plain wrong, your AI might recommend products or services that are totally irrelevant to your client.
Yeah, that would be a little embarrassing. So how can we make sure we're feeding our AI the right kind of data?
Well, the article highlights a few key strategies.
Okay.
First, regular data cleansing is essential.
Data cleansing.
Yeah, that means identifying and correcting errors, getting rid of duplicates, and making sure everything's formatted consistently.
So it's like spring cleaning for your data.
Exactly. And this isn't just a one-time thing.
Right.
Data is constantly changing, so you need to make data cleansing part of your routine.
Got it.
And beyond cleaning your existing data, you also need to think about what kind of data you're collecting in the first place.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
The more relevant and diverse your data is, the more powerful your AI is going to be.
So we're talking about going beyond like basic contact info and sales history.
Yeah, for sure.
What other data points could be valuable?
Well, think about things like customer interactions on social media, feedback surveys, even like website browsing behavior.
Oh, interesting.
All of that data can give you a more complete picture of your client.
Right, like a 360-degree view.
Exactly. And as you collect more data, you need a good system to manage it.
Makes sense.
Salesforce has some powerful tools for data management and segmentation, so you can, you know, categorize and analyze your data to find meaningful insights.
So it's not just about hoarding data, it's about using it strategically.
Exactly, to inform your sales process and get better results.
And one of the most exciting things about AI is that it's always learning, right?
Right.
It's getting better as it processes more data.
Exactly. So your AI solutions are going to become more sophisticated and effective over time.
It's like having a sales assistant who's always getting smarter.
That's a great way to put it. It really highlights the importance of having a data-driven culture in your sales team.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Encourage your team to track data, analyze results, and use those insights to constantly improve what they're doing.
So it's not just about implementing AI tools, it's about a whole mindset shift.
Exactly. And I think that's something really important for our listeners to remember. As AI becomes more common in sales, the companies and individuals who embrace this data-driven approach, they're going to be the ones who succeed.
This has been such an insightful deep dive. We've covered so much, from the basics of AI to the practical applications in Salesforce to the ethics of it all.
It really has been a great conversation. I hope our listeners feel empowered to explore how AI can change their sales processes.
I'm sure they do. I know I'm feeling inspired to reevaluate my own approach and see how I can use these advancements to improve my sales game.
That's great to hear. And remember, the world of AI is constantly changing. So stay curious, keep experimenting, never stop learning.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into AI-powered proposals in Salesforce. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure sharing this journey with you.
Until next time, keep exploring the incredible possibilities of AI and happy selling.